This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, guys, we are back. And we were just talking about the quarterback battle in Columbus. I know, Spencer, you sent me a video of a Kyle McCord pass. You had thoughts on McCord. So what do you have?
So this was from the Syracuse spring game, which was this past weekend. Everyone's kind of getting their spring games in here in the last couple of weeks. I know Michigan's was last weekend too. We'll talk about that coming up. But I just had to laugh at this. Okay. I screen recorded this for everybody to watch here on the podcast. This is McCord throwing a pass in the spring game, and Syracuse football called this a dime in their post, and I just had to laugh at this. I was like, what?
Yeah, what? It's a dime into double coverage.
I was like yeah. What are we doing?
Effectively a 50-50 ball. Although, if you throw a 50-50 ball into double coverage, isn't it like 50-25-25, or isn't it 75-25? The whole point of a 50-50 is it's a one-on-one ball, 50% to you, 50% to me. So if there's two other guys, the math changes. It's 33-33-33 ball.
I had to laugh, too, because like I was reading – there wasn't a ton of, like, comments on it, but the replies were pretty funny.
Is it Syracuse football?
Well, yeah. But, well, exactly. But it was funny because I saw, like, some of the ones that were in there were like, he threw it in the double coverage, and they were like, I mean, it would be a better dime if he actually led him into the end zone for a touchdown. Like, it was just stuff that was, like, so basic, and it was just funny because this poor social media person at Syracuse, like, they were probably just trying to get some, you know, aggregate some video of their exciting new quarterback who used to be a five-star recruit who's coming over from Ohio State. Like, Syracuse doesn't get guys like this, and he's coming here, and he's still throwing the football as if he has Marvin Harrison Jr. down there just – oh, I can throw it up and Marvin Harrison Jr. is down there somewhere. Like, that's what it looked like. That entire play just showed me, like, this guy's just going to come out and do the exact same thing as last year, which is just hope that he can get the ball to his best receiver and see what happens. The difference is Syracuse's talent at wide receiver is a lot different than Ohio State's talent at wide receiver. I think this has to be an official bit on the show is, well, each week I will check in on how Kyle McCord did at Syracuse. Cause it's going to be funny. It's going to be so funny to have these people talk themselves into like, oh, Syracuse got a good one. And I can't believe Ohio State let this guy go. And he's going to try to do stuff that he got away with at Ohio State, like throwing the double coverage because Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver talent of a generation's down there. And it's not going to work in a place like Syracuse. I'm sorry. It's just,
I hope he secured the bag is all I'm going to say. I really do. I hope he got good money to go to Syracuse because I think a lot about the person that is Kyle McCord. And this is an eraser phrase. I've never met the kid. I think a lot about the person that is Kyle McCord. As a quarterback, he's not good enough. And listen, there's always a chance you can take a step forward. I can't remember how much eligibility he has, but you know, who knows? Maybe.
But isn't there a better chance that he would have taken a step forward at a place like Ohio State?
Yes.
Where the talent's there versus Syracuse.
100%.
Yeah.
And he, you know, whether he didn't want to compete for the job, or maybe he felt like he was held back this year, whatever it was, or he felt the sting of criticism by Ohio State fans. I'm going to tell you right now, dude, I haven't had to watch a lot of Marvin Harrison Jr. tape to get ready for the NFL draft. One, he's not coming to Cleveland. Two, I watched him play all year.
Yeah.
But when you isolate just the throws to Marvin, you really see, like, when it's just to his best player, one, you see how much he relied on Marvin. Two, you see how onerous it was for Marvin. Like, he never made it easy on Marvin. It was constantly the throw behind, or it was Marvin had to adjust. And, like, I'll be honest with you, I think Marvin showed you in college that he's able to win when he has inferior quarterback play.
Yeah.
I think Kyle McCord might have been a middle of the road Big Ten quarterback this last year, which is saying something, because the stats say he's the best quarterback. I disagree. I think the eye test, and especially watching Marvin Stock, which is every friggin' throw, there are 3-to-1 inaccurate or mistimed throws, or just not best position throws to good throws. For every three, oh my God, what kind of was that? Or, you know, good decisions, by the way. He makes some good decisions, but like the throw itself just wasn't where it needed to be. You can see the accuracy issues or the lack of deep arm strength to one really nice pass. And I just, now that he doesn't have Marvin, and not just no Marvin, the offensive line at Syracuse, I mean, it's year one of a rebuild. They are completely tearing down and rebuilding that thing. I know Fran Brown wants to hit the ground running. Good luck. Syracuse is hard enough to win at. Now you've got a quarterback that I think is going to hamstring you.
Well, and to your point, like, that's why all the talk leading up to the draft this week, and I'm not saying just this week, but like throughout the last couple of months, where people are trying to talk themselves into like Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers as like, oh, this guy should be the top receiver off the board, not Marvin Harrison Jr. I think part of that is paralysis by analysis, right? Like, you get so sick of just talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. that some people are like, well, what about this guy that people aren't as familiar with because Marvin's so good? But like, that's part of what's been so dumbfounding to me about that whole analysis on his game, because the fact that he put up 1,200 yards, basically like almost replicated the season from a year prior where he had C.J. Stroud throwing to him. He came up, just a few passing yards short of like replicating yardage wise, like what he put up with Stroud, and he had exactly 14 touchdowns again. Like, for him to put up those numbers with Kyle McCord at quarterback doing what Kyle McCord was doing all year, which was a lot of the times just like kind of wishing, hoping, and praying that he was going to be able to get the ball close enough that Marvin Harrison Jr. could make a play on it. To me, that elevates his stock and how valuable of a player that he is. So that's why I've kind of been surprised by some of that conversation around that. But I'm with you. Like, it's pretty obvious for those who have followed this team and followed his game closely that Marvin Harrison Jr. made Kyle McCord a better player. So I get, on some level, Syracuse football hasn't had a lot to be excited about over the last 2+ decades since basically Donovan McNabb wasn't there anymore and got drafted. So I understand we're like, you know, they're trying to hype up their new quarterback, and they're certainly within their right to do that. I just think it's funny that was the video that was posted, because it just looked like the same exact thing we saw at Ohio State. And it was like, that's not really a dime. That's not really a good pass. It's just what
maybe
he did last
maybe
year.
Maybe it's like currency, like the Jamaican dollar versus the American dollar is very weak. So one American dollar in Jamaica goes
in Syracuse,
really far.
Yeah.
Maybe a dime in Syracuse is like a Jamaican dollar compared to like Ohio State's American dollar. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's fair. So currency is different. Quarterback currency is different on the city that you're in. Yeah.
Now, I wanted you to talk about something, because again, you watched the entire game in person, the spring game. And so I wanted to react to RJ Young of College Football on Fox, who tweeted out during the Michigan spring game 1 week later, Michigan is tackling in the first half of its spring game, Ohio State did not. Now, I've seen conflicting reports on this. Did RJ Young only watch the first possession and that was it? Or did Ohio State literally not tackle in the first half of their spring game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So it's funny you say I watched it in person, because I the episode before the game, I dropped like the top five things that I'm watching on Saturday episode, and I neglected to put my almost 2-year-old son on there, because that was what I was watching mostly during the game. We had to kind of get him on the concourse and have him walk around a little bit, because he just doesn't sit still. But he was good. He watched a little bit of the game too. So in the first half, you could tell there was a point in like not letting some of the key players be tackled. Obviously, you're not hitting the quarterbacks at all, which is standard. In the second half, though, I noticed that there was more like bringing to the ground going on. So I don't know what the exact like what they said it was going to be. I think I probably missed that before the game, like what they said in terms of how much tackling was going to happen. There was certainly like an avoidance of bringing down certain players and not trying to like hurt anybody. But I do, as the game went on, I noticed that there was more tackling going on throughout the game and guys were taking hits. Now, what I think is funny about the RJ Young tweet is I know that a lot of people are going to use this, like it's the low hanging fruit thing to point to and say, see, this is why Ohio State's not tough anymore. And Michigan's beating them 3 years in a row. And it's going to happen again, guys. Like, the idea that tackling at the spring game has been the difference between Ohio State and Michigan these last couple of years is a fucking joke. Like, are we serious? That's what we're pointing to? Like, a fake, a glorified practice in the middle of April is the reason why Michigan's beaten Ohio State these last couple of years? Like, no, that has nothing to do with it. I think it's a lot about just the type of player that Michigan's recruited while Jim Harbaugh was obviously there, and that they're trying to kind of keep instilling as they transition to Sharon Moore. I think it's also just been about like a mentality thing. And Ohio State has been more of like a finesse team, but the same people, Nick, that are sitting there clamoring for, well, we need to be tougher and tackle at our spring game, because Michigan's doing that and they're going to beat us again. This is why they beat us, because they're tough. Those are the same people that the moment Travion Henderson gets a handoff in the spring game and gets his ankle rolled up on or something like that, or one of those the hip drop tackles that they banned in the NFL happens, and then he's now hurt, the same people are going to be coming out of the woodwork like, well, why would you tackle in the spring game? This doesn't mean anything. Travion Henderson's too important to this team. Look what you did now, Ryan Day. We need to fire this guy into the sun. So I'm not standing for this. No way.
So I listen, I do think it's a double-edged sword. What I will tell you is I think there's already, and you and I have not been to every practice in the spring, right? So I'm going to couch this a little bit. I do think to get a team ready, whether it's in spring or in, you know, in the summer or even during the fall and keep them ready, I do think there's a requisite amount of hitting that has to happen. And that being said, I totally understand protecting your best players. I understand, especially with a guy like Travion and Emeka Buka coming off injury seasons. And I would guarantee you that if you're selling something to a program, or if you're selling a program to players, hearing that kind of deferential treatment for players, especially if they focused in on guys with injury histories, I think it's a kind of thing that you can actually sell to recruits. I just, for my own personal enjoyment and for my own personal understanding of what has to happen in football, if we want to, you know, I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world. But I do think it's interesting that one team is a little bit more physical than the other, and one team's spring game is more physical than the other. And I think the last thing, like the missing piece for Ryan Day teams recently has been physicality. It has been toughness. It has been some of that just basic physical skill. I think a lot of that is who they recruit. But I can't automatically... It's like one of those things where, like, I don't think it's the biggest thing in the world. I think it's worth noting that the tougher team the last 3 years has been the team that has more physical spring games, because what that leads you to believe is they have more physical practices. And I think that matters. I think if you are a little softer on practices and spring games and camp, yeah, you might save some guys' bodies. You also might have a little bit softer of a team. I think that's worth noting and paying attention to.
Well, and I do think there's some truth in that, like in terms of every single day, every single year, we talk about how even at the NFL level, right, there's the tackling looks like worse and worse. And we ask these questions of like head coaches in the NFL all the time, like, well, how do you guys teach tackling now that it's so hard to tackle? Like there's so many things that are banned and you can't do anymore. And guys are kind of afraid of the contact and being physical and you're trying to keep them upright. And so we don't get a lot of that during training camps and all these different things. And I think it's the same in college. Like, how are you teaching that? How are you handling the changing tides of how you tackle in football these days? And clearly I think Michigan's certainly put an emphasis on that. I'm not saying Ohio State shouldn't be doing better at that. I'm just not going to correlate it strictly to the spring game. But I also think too, as I reference like the NFL way of thinking, I think that goes back to just also Ryan Day's philosophy. And so if you want to pin this on him, I can kind of understand it. I'm still not going to sit here and say fire him because of it, because I think it's the right move. I think if you're the head coach, CEO that he's calling himself now of the team, it is your job to keep your team healthy, especially this time of year, to get to the regular season and know that you have these guys ready to go to give yourself the best chance to win a national championship. So I don't fault him for it. But if you want to put on him, like, okay, he needs to be better about like teaching the physicality and getting his team more physically prepared for the grind of a season and some of these more physical opponents, I can understand where you're coming from with that, because yeah, like I think he has that NFL mentality of I'm not going to put my guys out there and get them hurt in meaningless practices and games. I've got to save them for the moments that really matter. And that's, you know, the regular season big matchups and the playoff and the championships.
Now, all this being said, expert trolling by RJ Young. Just expert
trolling. Oh, that was, I mean,
Ohio
that was
State
the whole
fans
point.
Ate that shit up like you would not believe. all right, guys, we got one more segment to go. A promise was made and a promise was delivered. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.